Happy Friday, happy Friday, happy Friday. Welcome to Your New Mexico Government. I'm your host, Khalil A. Colonna. Climate change is happening and it's affecting our state. The onus is on lawmakers and energy companies to find new and innovative ways to provide cheap and clean energy to the people of New Mexico. My guest today is Leah Cantor from the Santa Fe Reporter. We're going to talk about some of the energy bills that are rolling through the Roundhouse and what the future of New Mexico's energy plan looks like. Your New Mexico government starts now. Yes, it's your New Mexico government back at you for a Friday edition. We're here to talk about the environment, energy, and the plan for New Mexico. My guest today is Leah Cantor. She is a reporter for the Santa Fe Reporter. Leah, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, excellent. Thank you for being on the show. So we're going to get started with one of the big pieces of news, the PRC, the Public Regulation Commission. Now, for my listeners out there, can you briefly explain what the PRC is and what is its mission?
Yeah, so the PRC is the Public Regulation Commission. It is a elected body that regulates our utilities, our telecommunications, our roads, and it's really responsible for all of the sort of most boring stuff that goes on in the background, but that's really important to our society being able to function as it does in a modern way with internet, telephones, electricity, everything we rely on.
So you would say it's a very, very powerful commission.
It is. I think it is a more powerful commission than folks maybe tend to realize. And it's also come under a lot of scrutiny recently.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And as far as scrutiny, HB 11 is a bill that's being proposed and I believe worked through in the Roundhouse currently. And it would dramatically restructure the PRC. Can you talk about some of the changes that the bill proposes?
So just to give you a little background, there's been a long history of corruption in the PRC. It's been restructured several times in the last, 30 years or so, 40 years. It has most recently in the last year come under fire for some people say it's failing to do its job, specifically in relation to, the Energy Transition Act is sort of a side piece here, but this bill to restructure it, it actually stems from before the drama with the Energy Transition Act. So I think that's why that's important, that already before any of the dramas from the last year, there was an effort to put some legislation in place that could potentially restructure it. And this year we're sort of seeing the result of that. What that would do is it would pretty much transfer a lot of duties from the public regulation commissioners themselves to different offices and different bodies, sort of reduce their overall power. That would be carried out in multiple different ways. I think one of the sort of most fascinating things about this bill is it actually declares an emergency with the PRC. That's the very last line of the bill here. It says that, if we don't do this, it is necessary for the public health, peace, and safety that this act take effect immediately. So, this is really some strong language here. These legislators are taking this very seriously.
I was about to ask that, given the urgency of the language of the bill. Now, are there any opponents to this bill in Santa Fe?
Yeah, there are. There are a lot of opponents, I think, within various factors of the environmental activist community, for one, who believe that we should be able to elect our public regulation commissioners and that they should be able to have this power over utilities that they currently have. But it's sort of within the environmental community, there are a lot of differing opinions on this. And so, I think it's really to be seen where people fall out on this bill.
Okay, I hear that because, if it's been accused of corruption and something that's been over 30 years, I don't know if anyone would feel comfortable just electing someone in there and hoping that any work would get done. But I want to go to a measure that is going to affect possibly, should it pass, affect people throughout the state, and that's the Community Solar Program. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So the Community Solar Act, it's something that's sort of been in the works for several years as well. There have been several similar bills that have come through the legislature and have never made it through. This year's Community Solar Act seems like it has its best chance yet of passing. And so that's a bill. There's actually one bill in the House and one in the Senate that are very similar. And it would allow residents who don't have the opportunity to put solar panels on their own roof at their home or their business to buy a subscription to a solar project somewhere else within their utility area, and thereby they would be able to get the benefits of solar energy without having to make the commitment of actually buying the solar panels themselves. And this is really being talked about as a way to equalize the playing field and open up access to the benefits of renewable energy to people who might not otherwise be able to have it.
Yeah, so it essentially helps out people who are lower income access and, like you said, reap the benefits of solar energy. Because now if you, with what it costs, even though I believe they're working on some tax credits, renewing tax credits right now at the Roundhouse, given what it costs, lower income people who are renters, home renters who rent in apartment buildings, it would be difficult for them to access this. Now, what is, you said earlier that you feel like it has a good chance of passing. What is potentially blocking this from going through?
Well, I think that there are some legitimate concerns about community solar and in how it is structured. In other states, community solar has had both tremendous success and it's failed to really meet those community benefits and really address low-income access as it says it will, depending on how it's been administered. Some typical oppositions to this bill are issues like what if having these community solar projects that people can subscribe to ends up, you know, they're going to be connected to the public utilities grid, and what if that ends up just transferring the costs of that onto other ratepayers, to regular ratepayers, instead of the community solar subscribers actually paying the full price for that. So that's one big issue that's been an actual serious issue in other states. Another one is how the community access is actually carried out. You know, there's in other states, it's actually, we've seen that even if they are talked about as something that would allow low-income folks to access renewable energy, it doesn't always happen that way. And actually, the majority of community solar projects across the country do not have low-income subscribers. Some states have put on a quota. We need X amount of subscribers from low-income communities mandated by the law for each project. Not all states have been able to fulfill that. Our bill here in New Mexico, though, and this I think is key to why I think it has a great chance of passing, is it would allocate money to a fund specifically to help low-income communities participate.
So community solar passes. Would the PRC be in charge of regulating it?
So that is the other reason, the big reason why I think it could not pass. In the past, it's a route that's really fallen down party lines on whether or not this kind of legislation passes, and it hasn't passed in past years. This year, there's a possibility. I think that the vote might be a little bit more complicated because of the issues with the PRC, because, you know, all of the things that we've seen in other states that have to do with how community solar actually is administered, all of that would fall to the PRC to be regulated. So, you know, Public Regulation Commission would be making up those rules in New Mexico with the overall guidance of this legislation, but depending on what happens with the PRC, that may or may not, be a valid option.
Yes, it seems that fixing the PRC first would be a great option for us to start at. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and thank you for breaking down these complicated issues. She is Leah Cantor from the Santa Fe Reporter. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Well, 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 what did we learn today? In short, that the energy plans for the state need a lot of work. Maybe we start by fixing the Public Regulation Commission. Well, that's all the time we have for this week of Your New Mexico Government. Many thanks to my guest, Leah Cantor from the Santa Fe Reporter, for breaking down these complicated issues. Be sure to check out Leah's reporting at sfreporter.com. Your New Mexico Government is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and the Santa Fe Reporter. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation and the New Mexico Local News Fund. Tune in on Monday. We have more exciting stuff for you. For KUNM, I'm Khalil A. Colonna. Thanks for listening.